This is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent from the Hustle Mohawk Network. I'm here at Prospect Park in Troy. At the Kingston Ministry Back to School Celebration, park is full of people, and they have speakers speaking right now. The NAACP president is speaking. At the event today, they're giving out backpacks. They have food for the kids. They have community tables with information for the community. And I have right now as my guest one of the organizers of the event, Billy Carter. And how you doing, Billy?
I'm wonderful, Willie. I just appreciate you for coming. You're always out in the community getting the dibs on what's happening. You're a ground level brother, and we really appreciate you.
So, Billy, tell me something about the purpose and objectives of your community day here today.
Well, Kingdom Ministries is about strengthening the families. And so we start with the kids, and then we find out what's going on in the homes. We try to meet those needs. Where other people leave off, we're there. So we go the extra mile. We try to go a little bit further. It's about relieving the burdens of poverty. Try to help the families that are going through all kinds of dysfunction. Some of it is not on their own. And we have a lot of single-parent homes. So we do our best to try to relieve some of that pressure and some of that stress, which causes citizens that want to do right, they might take the wrong avenue. So we try to cut that off by trying to provide some of the services so people won't have to go do the wrong thing. They don't have to give us an explanation about why they don't have something. We just give it to them. We don't need to put them under stress about what they're doing with their money. And that's a personal thing. All we want to do is help. As you can see, this has been a great day. Probably one of our biggest events. And we thank God for all of our partners who believe in what we're doing.
So what was the program of the event today? What were some of the things that
okay,
know?
Right. So we had a lovely concert by the First Lady of Bethel Baptist Church, Miss Mona Lisa Williams, and her husband, Reverend Byron Williams, played the keyboard, and Brother Keith Stenhouse was on the conga drums. What a fantastic thing that they did. We had all types of food. We want to thank our sponsors. So we had soup to nuts. We had burgers and ice cream and watermelon and you name it. A good picnic event. And then we had our bounce houses, two of them over there. We had pony rides. We got a petting zoo. We want it's called Family Fun Day. And it looks to me like everybody's having fun. So we wanted to provide the instruments for the people to have fun and relieve some of that. Like I said, we're about to relieve some of that stress of poverty.
Well, I know, you want, to have people to have fun and in the community day. Mm-hmm. But the question I have is, what message are you trying to tell people about getting involved in their community? Mm. To do things themselves.
We try to lead by example. So people know what we're about. They know we got I have a stand-up man for a pastor. I try myself to be a stand-up man. People try to follow good examples, like Jesus. People try to follow good examples. So our message of empowerment is about to live that way. They're seeing me. We got some beautiful kids over there that want to come and participate in what we're doing because they see what we're doing. I don't have to go preaching them about. They hear the messages that we hear from Brother Messiah and some of our community partners. Frank Maven was here earlier. So they see it's better to live that way. It's a better example than trying to tell somebody what to do. So by us providing a great light in the community, we bring the messages to them, voting. We have our League of Women Voters here. But that's empowerment. We have Mildred Ellie School. We have Hudson Valley. EOC, we provided a lot of opportunities to empower and better themselves. Somebody's mission is the Albany Housing Partnership. Some of these ladies are asking about home ownership. Last year, 40 people signed up for Mildred Ellie. Those, we have two of the girls that signed up last year are now asking me about homes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we see the growth. We provide the opportunities. That's what this is about also, bringing the agencies out in the public, in a nice setting where they can engage.
Learn how to service.
Yeah. That's what this is about today, yeah.
All right. Now, Billy, I know you're involved in a lot of groups, too, mm-hmm. especially the NAACP. Is there anything you want to say about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, the NAACP in Troy is on the move. We are going to be a force for truth and for righteousness. It's just about truth and fairness and equality, protecting people's civil rights. You know, everybody in Troy, all these people got a right to be treated, no matter how much money they have. They love Troy. You can see that they love Troy just as much as John Headley did, that millionaire. So if they had the same passion for the city, why not give them the same opportunities? We're pushing now for community centers, for home ownership. And I see that nobody's going to give it to us, so we're going to have to do it ourselves.
Right. Now, what were some of your partners?
So we have Whitney Young, right. EOC, Hudson Valley, MVP Healthcare, the League of Women Voters, Hannaford, Bella Napoli, Night Owl News. Right. On and on it goes. We have some great partnerships today.
And that counts in terms of putting on this event.
Oh, everybody donated. Everybody I mentioned. You're not here. These agencies that I mentioned, I went to them specifically and said, a lot of our community goes to your school or your visits your agency. You need to come out to the community and support them on a good day like this. You need, and if you're not going to, we're going to be there. No, you're not coming unless you support this event. You're just not going to show up on this event. You have to buy it. Somebody said you have to have skin in the game, right? So you're going to have skin in the game. We're tired of taking leftovers and shorts. We can lift this community up, and I'm glad that some of our partners and sponsors today agreed with me that they wanted to participate in making this a great event. And that's why we have such a turnout today. People feel the love. And
all right, and thanks, Billy. Mm-hmm. Billy,
thank you, Willie. Thank you, Willie, for all you do.
Yeah, this is Willie Terry still here at the Kingston Ministry Community Day, and the people seem to be having fun, and there's lots of information here. I have as my guest the NAACP President, Renee Powell. How you doing, Renee?
I'm doing great, Willie.
All right. Renee, this is the Community Day, and this seems to be something that organizations should do and have for the community in order to get the community out. So what is your view of, what are your thoughts about today?
I think this event is a great event. They're providing school supplies for the kids, getting their mindset on education, getting back into the groove of things. And then this is a great opportunity for people in the community to network and just greet each other and take time out of their busy day to come together as a community. I think this is a fabulous idea. I was here last year. The turnout wasn't as great. This year, the turnout has been fabulous. And we have more vendors providing information here. The petting zoo is fabulous. And the kids are enjoying it. And that's the key thing, is, you know, doing something for the children.
And Renee, I know you're the president of NAACP. So tell us a little bit about what's happening with the NAACP.
So the NAACP right now is working on setting up a youth program called AXO. And it's a STEM-related program. So we provide opportunity for the kids to have exposure to various STEM activities. And STEM, we're talking about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So we're looking forward to pulling that together and getting the kids involved. This is going to be an introduction, and then we'll look for opportunities to expose them to more opportunities for the future. We also have our first Freedom Fund event coming up on September 21st, and it's a breakfast. It's going to be at 8:30. It's being held at the Italian Community Center. So this is going to be the first fundraising event we've had since we've been reinstated.
So, Renee, now someone who might want to be a member of the NAACP, how would they get involved?
They could easily fill out an application form online at www.naacp.org.
Do you have a meeting?
Yeah, we do have a meeting, and you can also join at the meeting. The meeting is held every fourth Thursday of the month. Okay, and all are welcome to come to the meeting. The meeting is open to everybody.
And where's the meeting?
The meeting is held at Christ Church, located at 35 State Street in Troy, New York.
And what time?
The meeting is held at 6:30.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks,
yeah,
Renee.
Great. Thank you, Willie.